Since the U.S. removed the Taliban from power in 2001, Afghan women have seen an increase in civil rights, safety, and general freedoms unknown to them during Taliban rule. And now, with the possibility of the Taliban regaining power, many women in the country are worried that that peace could come at the cost of their rights. Masuda Sultan is one of the founding board members of Women for Afghan Women, and she joins us now to talk about how a new Taliban regime could impact women in Afghanistan. Masuda, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me on.
So tell us what life was like for women under the Taliban in Afghanistan before the United States intervened in 2001. I know lots of people imagine the burqas and everything else, but tell us what life was like day to day.
Well, girls were not allowed to go to school and women were not allowed to work except for a few cases in healthcare. And essentially, it was a very dark period for Afghan women. Burqas aside, they literally could not leave the house without a male relative. And Afghan women have clearly said these days, they launched a campaign, Afghan women will not go back.
So you actually met with members of the Taliban earlier this year. And I'm wondering, based off of that meeting, do you have any sense of how women's rights would actually improve if the Taliban regained some control over Afghanistan? Isn't that the concern?
Well, yes. When we met them in Doha in April, the talks had failed actually to materialize. And there were a number of us, about 25 or so of us, that had shown up for those talks. The Taliban indicated that women would be allowed to work and that girls would be allowed to go to school, all within the framework of Islam. Now, what does that mean? It's actually a complicated question because interpretations of Islam can vary. So we're still waiting to get clarification on what that actually means. But I will say that that is a good sign, at least, that they're willing to change their position from 2001.
And what do you think is actually pushing that change in position? Is it international pressure that's on the Taliban? Is it the fact that the Taliban now has political presence?
As much as they hate to admit it, international pressure actually helps. Although Afghanistan has changed a lot in the last 18 years with open media, internet access, people really demand different things than they did in the 1990s, and they have to react to that as well. So both from inside the country and outside the country, there's been a change and an increasing pressure.
I'm wondering, you're on the ground, you talk to women in Afghanistan, what are they most worried about right now?
There are a lot of fears that they have. I think that there are two major fears. One is that the United States will leave without a durable peace agreement and that that will result in a civil war. I would say that that's the number one concern. And the other concern they have is that their rights will be completely trampled upon in some peace agreement that is yet to materialize.
Is the possibility, for example, of political power for women in Afghanistan even on the horizon? Will they be able to vote at any point or drive or do any of the other things that they possibly couldn't have done years ago?
At the moment, it's hard to say what will happen. It's even hard to say whether Afghanistan will continue to have elections because the Taliban have not accepted the current form of government. And there's going to be an intra-Afghan dialogue, which has started in an informal way this weekend. But ultimately, there will be a series of negotiations to decide how the new Afghanistan will be structured. And we still don't know that they will accept elections. They have at times indicated that they're open to it, but they've also said they want an Islamic government, which will serve all the Afghan people. Now, what does that actually mean? We have yet to see.
Do the Afghan women that you talk to see a future in their own country for themselves?
Of course they do. Everybody sees a future for themselves in their own country. Their will, their determination is unlike anything I have ever witnessed. You will see people that were crushed as women, as girls, deciding to do the most unthinkable things, challenging their families, their brothers, their fathers, even their mothers, to realize their dreams just to go to school or just to go to work. To us, these are normal things. But for them, it requires facing threats, harassment daily on the streets. Walking through the streets, even in Kabul, is a radical act because you get harassed very easily.
Masuda Sultan is one of the founding board members of Women for Afghan Women. Thanks for being with us, Masuda.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.